Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for today's podcast and the September edition of the Rainmaker Roundup. My name is Storm Miller, and I'm the National Account Manager for Benetrends Financial. As most of you know, ordinarily I like to use this time to highlight some of the more complex business purchases that Benetrends has helped to finance over the last month. But building on the momentum from last month, I thought I would review with you another set of financing questions we have received from both our recently engaged clients as well as from a few of our partners. What I would like to tackle today is a question we've all heard. Can I just go to my bank for my SBA loan? Now, this can be a tough question to answer with a direct yes or no. Benetrends will never advise a client not to work with a local bank, especially if there is an existing relationship with that bank that the borrower can leverage. However, what I thought I would share today are some of the common reasons that our clients have their applications turned down by banks when they attempt to apply for financing without the assistance of Benetrends. More and more of our candidates are now bypassing applying for SBA loans as individuals and relying on the expertise provided by the Benetrends SBA team to secure their loans in a painless and timely fashion. Below are just a few of the reasons that our clients have provided for their applications being denied. Reason number one, no experience in this industry. Most of our clients that are entering into franchise ownership have very little to no direct experience in that industry into which they plan to open their franchise. As a matter of fact, I work with a number of brands who prefer for a candidate to have no direct experience in their industry. If a borrower had direct experience, there would not be much of a need to buy into a franchised business model. When lenders turn down applications for this reason, this tells me they might not have a lot of experience financing franchise purchases, or that they might not fully understand what franchising provides. Here at Benetrends, we work with both major national lenders as well as smaller local lenders that understand how the franchise model of business works, and that buying into a franchise model helps mitigate the borrower's potential lack of experience in that industry. Reason number two, we're not familiar with this franchise. Most banks consider any franchise brand with under 50 units in operation, sometimes this number is 100 units, to be an emerging franchise brand. This means for the most part, they view these franchises under the same scope as a non-franchise startup, and these are typically more difficult to secure financing for. The fact is, the majority of franchise systems never cross the 100-plus unit threshold. Therefore, the majority of franchise concepts are viewed by most lenders as emerging brands. To combat this, Benetrends does a deep dive into the FDD of each and every brand that we represent. We get a firm understanding of the business model and its profitability, and not only do we pitch the borrower to the banks, but we also pitch the brand as well. That is what has led to our success in securing financing for all of the emerging brands that we have helped become mature brands over the last 35 years. Reason number three, we do not have an appetite for this type of franchise. All banks and lending institutions have different credit boxes or appetites for specific industries and different credit buckets or a designated amount of money that they can invest into a specific industry. Some banks love pizza or cheeseburger concepts. Others like the fitness space, and some prefer service-based brands like commercial cleaning. At Benetrends, we connect borrowers with banks that have an appetite for the type of business they are interested in funding based on our knowledge of our bank's credit boxes. These credit boxes or appetites can change, however, as the funds that a bank has set aside to invest into a specific industry begin to dry up. Like the money invested in retirement accounts, banks also like to diversify how they invest their money. That means that the same application for a franchise purchase that a bank might approve in January might not be approved in July if the bank's bucket for that concept is already full. This is something that we help our clients avoid here at Benetrends. We consistently connect borrowers with banks interested in their business and with the room in their bucket. Reason number four, the borrower is not going to be the operator or the business is in another town. Just as every bank tends to have appetites for different types of industries, they also have a preference with business models. Some banks prefer the owner-operator business model, while others prefer the semi-absentee model. The semi-absentee model allows the borrower to continue to bring in an outside source of income through outside employment, And in this scenario, the borrower will not be relying on the business to cover his or her personal expenses. And this tends to actually strengthen most loan applications. Benetrends has been able to secure financing for plenty of business owners who do not run the day-to-day operations of the businesses that they own by matching those owners with the right banks. If a borrower is interested in a semi-absentee model, it's important to address this in the business plan and provide a resume for a full-time general manager, and if there's going to be one, even an assistant manager. Thus, we're able to help mitigate any concerns that the lender might have about who is going to be running the business on a day-to-day basis. Reason number five, the bank wouldn't pre-qualify us for multi-unit financing. First and foremost, it is extremely rare that a bank will provide financing for the build-out of multiple franchise units at the same time. The only times we have seen this occur are when a borrower has previous experience owning and operating multiple businesses within the same system. Also, as a way of mitigating their own risk in the franchise purchase, banks tend to want to soak up all of a borrower's liquidity and collateral when financing the first unit. And that is not a good strategy for somebody that is looking to open up multiple units. This often leaves borrowers cash-strapped or collateral-strapped when it comes time to fund their second unit. Benetrends and our lenders understand what a multi-unit financing strategy looks like, and we devise a plan and set benchmarks with our lenders that allow for franchisees to fund multiple units as they bring each individual business into the cash flow positive. So these are just a few reasons that more and more candidates have turned to the expertise of Benetrends Financial when securing their SBA loans. Thank you again for joining me for this month's edition of the Rainmaker Roundup. And as always, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to your designated consultant here at Benetrends. We are happy to speak with you guys at any time. Again, my name is Storm Miller, National Account Manager, Benetrends Financial, and thank you for your time today.